This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
When I think of Independence Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a lot of things come to mind, and it's my favorite holiday, although I wish more Americans really knew the origin, the reason for it. We're going to let loose on that this hour with my good friend. He's bad to the bone. You know him. He's the 2004 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and my dear friend, my good friend, Michael Badnarik. How many years ago, man? How many years?
This is our 13th year, I believe, which kind of represents the 13 colonies. So,
how cool is
maybe
that?
How cool is that? So I know that we're going to make it special. We always, just hit a harmony whenever we're together. That would develop a synergy, working off each other's energy.
Yeah, and we'll also hit the target because your marksmanship has impacted upon mine.
So we'll talk about guns, the Second Amendment. Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that as well. So we connected, and those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Michael Badnarik, I mentioned he was the presidential candidate all those years ago, and he wrote a book, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, as well as Secrets to Sovereignty, and those things are linked in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, his website, constitutionpreservation.org, constitutionpreservation.org, right here, link it up at robertscottbell.com. And Michael, again, we connected during the headlights. You get the presidential nod for the Libertarian Party in 04. The convention's live in Atlanta. I'm the radio guy doing a live broadcast at that moment in time. How serendipitous was that connection?
Well, anybody who followed that election, I mean, I was a dark horse. When I arrived in Atlanta, most of the Libertarian Party didn't know who I was. I kind of rocked during the debate. And much to my surprise, on the third vote I won, I was clueless. I had no acceptance speech prepped. I just had to ad lib it. And so I'm in a daze. And they walked me off the stage down into the hallway where you're set up with your radio stuff. There was, about 12 television cameras pointed at me.
Yes.
I was clueless. And you were so kind to me, asking me simple questions that I knew the answers to.
Yeah, you've been kicking aspirin and taking names ever since. So it's great to be with you. 13th year in a row, apparently, that we have actually celebrated the Independence Day spectacular. Sometimes it fell on the date. Sometimes we did it around the date. But since I'm doing 6 days a week, we're more likely than not to be on the date here as we are July 4th. 2017, how many years since the origin point, the starting point, the Declaration of Independence? We need to go back in time to those days of origin and really set the stage for why this day is significant, why it became a holiday, and why perhaps most Americans don't even know really what it's about.
Well, it happened 241 years ago that a bunch of guys were sent to Philadelphia to come up with a decision. What are we going to do? King George is ignoring all of our petitions. He's raising our taxes and taking all of our natural resources. You know, we really don't know what to do with this guy. And we sent people to Philadelphia to come up with a plan. And eventually, they decided that we just can't deal with this guy, and so we're just going to leave. You know, it's like being in a marriage. If you just find it intolerable and irreconcilable differences, you just go, okay, we're going to go our separate ways. And so the 13 colonies banded together, and they collectively chose to leave England. And a lot of people are asking, I ask people when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Most people say 4th of July, of course. And some people will say July 2nd. And it's just kind of a little confusion about the history. John Adams is quoted as saying that July 2nd will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America, and people will be, you know, doing bonfires and, you know, fireworks, etc. And I wonder why it was July 2nd. Well, the Congress that had gotten together decided to vote in favor of independence. And that bill, that motion, was raised by Richard Henry Lee from Virginia. They didn't want it to seem like the thing was being pushed through by Jefferson or George Washington. It had to be somebody from the state of Virginia. And so Richard Henry Lee was basically kind of a nobody. He was a good guy, but not many people heard of him. Didn't have that, you know, gravitas. And so Richard Henry Lee proposed the motion, and that motion to separate was voted on July 2nd, and then on July 4th, that Congress voted on the exact language of the Declaration of Independence. And so if you take independence, it was July 2nd. If you take the Declaration of Independence, it was the 4th of July.
Wow.
Which...
It's like little known knowledge. Again, this was the fun part of going back in time to recognize it. You know, this didn't happen all in one cartoon frame, right?
No.
Go back. So there's real living people debating, discussing, voting, and then they wanted to take that July 2nd thing out to the world, and that was what happened on the 4th.
That's right. And they didn't sign the Declaration on the 4th. They began to sign it on August 2nd because they decided on the language. Now they've got to have this whole thing printed up by a gentleman named Dunlop, who printed 200 newspaper versions. It was all in block letters and, you know, looked like a newspaper. But anybody who looks at the Declaration of Independence, all calligraphy. It looks like it was written by angels. Well, it takes a little bit of time to get somebody to sit down and copy it word for word, letter from letter from the original. And then they would get together almost a month later on August 2nd to physically put quill to paper and autograph that document that we recognize today.
Yeah, even though that's the visual one in the National Archives, the fact is on July 4th, this was voted on and ratified, right? Would you say that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, the language. Mm-hmm. Because Thomas Jefferson wrote the actual declaration. His original is approximately 1,000 words longer than the declaration that we are all familiar with. And there was the committee decided we need to vote. And naturally people said, well, wait a minute, what is it that we are voting on exactly? We need to have the wording so we know whether we're in favor of it or not. And so they formed a subcommittee of five people, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and some new guy on the block. He was only like 25 years old. Jefferson, somebody, Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
They didn't give him the job because he's famous and going to be president of the United States. They gave him the job because he was the youngest guy. You know, like, we're going to go drink beer, you write it, and then we'll approve it and take credit for it. So his version declared slavery as abominable. And when they brought that back, the southern states went, well, we can't sign it with that language in it because we'll obviously be hypocrites. And, you know, we need to strike those words. And so the committee took that original document, edited it down, removed several, you know, roughly 1,000 words and reworded things. And then the final language was approved on the 4th of July. which we now celebrate our independence from England. And they went through and printed it all up, made a calligraphy copy of it, and began the official signing on August 2nd.
There are so many fascinating bits of knowledge, facts that we don't know about the history, because unfortunately it's not really taught. They don't spend any time, perhaps maybe one day in class, you know, when you learn about American history. That's how bad it's gotten in the public or government indoctrination centers. But even to talk about, you know, putting it on did you say 25-year-old Thomas Jefferson guy?
I think I'm calling that from the top of my head, but I think that's how old it was.
Regardless,
he was a young guy.
Even if he was under 30, it's just ridiculous. Come on.
Yes.
Who has that kind of knowledge today to write such an eloquent document that was rooted in law? In law, you know, and we talk about the law of nations issues. I mean, things that they had to be well-versed in, philosophy, etc., at that young age. And of course, the reality, seeing a draft document that says, hey, slavery is an abomination. Of course, they criticized the declaration because a lot of the people who signed it were slave owners at the time.
Yes, and that a lot of our people currently think that the founding fathers were hypocritical, but they were trying to eliminate slavery, and they didn't get it all the way done. So I don't think that we should criticize them for not being perfect right out of the bat. I give them a lot of credit for getting the ball started in the right direction. But history is so artificial. We just think of these guys as demigods. They are actual people. And I've done a presentation where I talk about the founding fathers as if they were personal friends of mine. And they were real, honest human beings. Thomas Jefferson went to France to be our ambassador, fell in love with this woman, younger than he is, Maria Cosworth, and he was trying to jump over a hedge to impress his new girlfriend, and his boots caught in the hedge, and he fell, and he broke the arm that wrote the Declaration of Independence. And if a guy showing off for a girlfriend isn't as human as it gets, and nothing really is.
Right, exactly. Again, and remember the context of the times. This is part of history. I think it's important to understand that this was never before done. A government formed by the people, of the people, for the people. We've heard that language. But to set that sovereignty would be with the people, not a king, not a queen, not an emperor, not a princess, not a prince. And that had never been done before. We're going to talk more about that with Michael Badnarik. Happy, they say 4th of July, but it's Happy Independence Day, my friends. We're going to get more into the reasons why it is a happy event.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back with Michael Badnarik, and of course, we've been doing this for many years since we first met in 04. Every year, Independence Day Spectacular together, different angles to discuss. There's, you know, never enough time to get all of it done, but my gosh, I love the history that you know and have read about, written about as well, and brought back out. And you talk about the human beings that the Founding Fathers were. Also, as I mentioned, the never-before-attempted setting sovereignty with the people, and that's still a concept. Well, actually, a concept now that if you bring up, you could be looked at as a domestic terrorist potentially.
Well, the Founding Fathers were considered domestic terrorists, you know, because the King of England was supreme, he was infallible, and whatever he said goes. And, you know, how dare you to even question the king. I mean, that was outrageous. And to not only question the king, but to say, you know, take this job and shove it, we're going to leave, you know, you go your way, it just was unheard of. And so prior to the Declaration, the king owned everything. He owned all of England. He owned all of the colonies that they had set up around the world. And, you know, you were lucky if the king would grant you temporary possession.
What did they call that? Granting you title of something?
Become the governor. And it was like patronage jobs today. You know, you get elected and, you know, you supported so-and-so's campaign. And so they find you a job at the post office or give you some phony baloney position where they give you a paycheck. You don't have to show up at the office. And all these patronage jobs. Well, this was the same thing. If you were loyal to the king would reward you by giving you Virginia.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I don't know. A lot of times it was nepotism. It was his family members, for instance. But as you know, these arranged marriages were to keep the dynasties rolling. And they would kind of make these, peace offerings by, here, you can have my son or daughter, and we'll make this alignment. I mean, it's a crazy history, but that all changed, or at least in theory it changed for a while here in America with the dawning of, again, a nation founded on the principles of individual liberty, its defense and its protection, which had, correct me if I'm wrong, never before been attempted in recorded history.
Yes, yes. Even the Roman Senate, you know, that was a direct democracy where the people directly voted themselves, but the Romans had slaves. And, you know, there was a class system, and apparently they just didn't recognize the contradiction between demanding to be free and, you know, holding slaves to help defend your freedom. You know, the same thing can be true of American history. You know, the United States is not all pristine. We get all teary-eyed when they, play the national anthem. You know, the jets fly overhead at the football game, and we just think that the United States is the greatest thing. And it is, but not without embarrassing details. The Trail of Tears, we wiped out the Indians, who were considered savages, even less than the slaves. You know, the blacks may have been slaves, but at least they were worth feeding and keeping on the plantation. The Indians were just considered vermin, and they weren't even good enough to be slaves. So, I mean, clearly we have eliminated slavery, but we still, to this day, have not eliminated the racial biases among us. And in my constitution classes, I tell my students that if everybody is not treated with respect and, as a brother and a sister, then we haven't finished the job that the founding fathers started. And it's our job to pick up that torch of liberty, mm-hmm. and carry it even further.
Yeah, and that concept, all men are created equal, of course, that means mankind. They didn't necessarily perceive, as you said, certain races to be of equality or equal stature, even though, as you also mentioned, Thomas Jefferson had attempted to put that in the original, or did put it in the original draft of the Declaration, that slavery was abomination. There was a consciousness shift that still had yet to take place, and we could argue, and I think, Michael, we've even talked about this, we're about on another break here, but the idea that Americans have become enslaved once again. And, some would say, well, that's just a subtle form of slavery, but maybe we could argue there's some elements of absolutism in terms of self-ownership, self-determination, and the concept of sovereignty. Are you game for discussing that when we come back?
I know somebody who wrote a book on it.
I think so. We're going to talk about it with Michael Badnarks, Independence Day Spectacular, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us. We've got a lot more celebrate and discussion to do on the real principles of liberty. May they live continually here in these United States.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Welcome back, Independence Day Spectacular here, RobertScottBell.com, of course, ConstitutionPreservation.org for Michael Badnarik. You would do great if you haven't already picked up either of his books or both of them. They're linked up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com, and that is, of course, we talked about Secrets to Sovereignty some years ago when you first came out with that, and people were really confused about that because there are so many people doing seminars about that topic that didn't know what they were talking about at all. I mean, they'd make stuff up and here, sign this here, submit this here. I'm like, dude, no, this goes far deeper than that. I mean, this was a spiritual declaration, was it not?
It is. If there was some piece of paper or document that you could mail to the government, certified return receipt, you know, and have the government go, oh my gosh, Robert, you figured it out. We'll have to leave you alone from now on. That's the class I would be teaching. And it'd cost you like 100 ounces of silver to sit your butt in a chair. But, you know, the government is capricious.
Yes.
They don't follow their own rules. And, you know, let's say I mail a letter to the IRS and they send me a letter saying, okay, Michael, you don't owe us another penny in the future. You could copy the same letter, put your own name and address on it and mail it in. They go, okay, Robert, you're going to jail because this is fraudulent. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. They don't do things the same way. You know, it just kind of depends. It's a crapshoot. And unfortunately, there's a lot of patriot myth out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you file this, you know, form and declare that. And a lot of people have gone to jail for trying to defraud the government. But oddly enough, it's usually because people are trying to manipulate the money. And the government really doesn't care if you stand on the street corner and say, hey, most of what the government does is unconstitutional because I've been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah, as long as you keep sending the money.
Yeah. And, but, you know, when other people try to bypass this and start messing around with their own money, our buddy Bernard von Nothaus made silver coins and called it the Liberty Dollar. And the federal government took him to court for counterfeiting. Now, and their argument was that elemental silver is counterfeit, and that paper money printed by the, you know, unconstitutional Federal Reserve, that's real money.
Yeah.
That's your argument? Really? You're going to go with that?
Are there still any appeals, by the way, in Bernard's case? Has that been settled? It's over?
Well, it's kind of been settled. They found Bernard guilty. It's like, okay, you're guilty of counterfeiting. And then they're supposed to come back a month or two later with sentencing. You know, it's like, we're gonna figure out how long we're gonna send you to jail and we'll call you back. Well, it's been 5 years now. I forget. It's been a long time. And they haven't come back. They haven't filed a sentencing hearing. And so Bernard is, I mean, technically he's guilty.
But there's no sentence has been visited upon him.
No sentence has been visited upon him.
Wow.
He's, you know, which is great. I mean, I think that man is so brave. He is one of my heroes. You know, if I had to be someplace, I want you there. I want Bernard there. And, you know, I got three or four of my real strong Second Amendment friends.
Yes.
There are a handful of people that I truly respect and honor.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, the general population doesn't get it. They okay, whatever the government says, you know, we're just going to go along to get along.
No, it's the wussification of America, and it's happened not just in 1 year. It's happened over a number of generations through the 20th century in particular up until today. And, you know, the things that you've mentioned, people that are declaring their sovereignty, right? They're declaring their independence. Right now, that's an affront not to England, but affront to the federal government that now claims ownership over you as if you are property or chattel. Particularly your kids, if you've asked for a marriage license to get married, and we've talked about this on the air, the reasons why I did not get one of those. But, I mean, these concepts, unfortunately, can apply not to England now, but to our relationship with a so-called former servant government.
And they come in, they tell you that you have to have your mandatory vaccinations, mandatory licensing, mandatory this and that. Well, how is this the land of the free? If you are obligated to follow the government's rules, Obamacare, you know, is forced medical insurance. You know, we are going to force you to get this insurance. We're going to, you know, the government is going to sell it. You're obligated to buy it. And if you don't buy it, even if you don't have the money, we're going to give you a fine for not purchasing. It's extortion.
But how do they claim this ownership over you? Is it because we don't object, or let's say utilize our most powerful weapon, again, consent, and withdraw it?
That's right. That's right. Most people are convinced that, you know, the government is right. They think the federal government has power over the state government. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Okay, you know, you're in charge. There's, you know, no way that we can refuse. You're not even going to question? I mean, you know, there's a bumper sticker that I've loved for years and years is question authority. Mm-hmm. You know, I would change it. I would say challenge authority. Like, who died and made you boss?
Yes, but they've made it very uncomfortable to challenge authority. But then again, I say that with tongue in cheek, because how uncomfortable was it for the founding fathers and those families to challenge the authority of the crown in England?
Let's put this into perspective. The founding fathers essentially signed their own death warrant when they signed the Declaration of Independence. And if you know it, you've read the last paragraph, they dedicated their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. They were betting their reputation on this document. To say that they were all in, and I've done research, and many of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence were subsequently killed in the American Revolution. Their homes were burned. They were, several got diseased. Their wives and children were arrested and taken from them. I mean, they suffered incredible hardship. I mean, retribution, you know, by the English crown. And they knew that going in. A close friend of mine was hosting an Independence Day celebration, you know, several parties up and down the block, people barbecuing and whatever. But we had passed out little flyers inviting everybody over at 6 p.m. for a special presentation. What I did was I took the declaration and I highlighted various paragraphs, and there were four of us that did a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. Each person would take part. So I had four different copies. So each person would know when they should talk and let the other people, you know, listen. And at the end, after we read the Declaration of Independence, we had a large copy with the, something at the top. And we were inviting people to come and sign the declaration. And directly over the desk, we hung a hangman's noose. It's very conspicuous, and it was to demonstrate that you're signing this under duress. I mean, you're accepting the threat and the risk. What was really sad is that when we were done, a young college girl came running up and goes, "Oh, that's wonderful. Can I get a copy of the transcript?"
Whoa.
And I was confused, and I handed her my copy because, you know, I'm done with it now. And she ran out the door, and it wasn't until 2 or 3 minutes later that it suddenly dawned on me. Transcript? She thought that we made that up?
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't recognize the Declaration of Independence when we wrote it.
Well, as the government of today would love it if all young people didn't recognize it. And, of course, even if you have read the words, perhaps you don't even recognize their real meaning, because many of the words government uses are altered so much that they cannot be identified as the same words that were used at the time of the writing of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I tell my students in my Constitution class that liberty does not live in the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't live in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Liberty lives in your heart. And if you don't have this burning passion, this absolute physical desire to be free and not let anybody tell you what to do, then liberty is dead. If you are willing to acquiesce and be subservient to the government because, you know, they have, you know, armed thugs that are going to come and caught, it's like, come big, baby, or stay at home. Because you can kill me, but you can't scare me. Nobody tells me what to do. And You need to have that. It needs to be part of your DNA, a part of your, like, physical experience.
Yes, but we have milquetoast Americans, if you remember that term, at this point, that, you know, probably wouldn't survive a day without some form of a government handout or something. So we've become soft and weak and wimpy.
Summer soldiers and sunshine patriots. You know, they're only, you know, they're happy to wave the flag, you know, and you know, they're all talk and no walk. As soon as it gets a little difficult, it's like, oh, I'm tired. I've been standing here for 2 hours. Like, well, then go home. You know, don't bother me. So
if we think about reestablishing, reinvigorating, rekindling, you talked about lighting the fires of liberty one heart at a time. And we get excited when we're together or even talking on the air here together. It's very, very enlivening to me in my experience that we build upon each other's love of liberty. What happens after that, right? Does the fire kind of burn out, or does it dim because we are not embracing and really understanding how critically important it is to live free?
And people don't understand it. I mean, they don't recognize the Declaration of Independence when they hear it, and they certainly don't feel a passion for freedom and liberty the way you and I do. And that's what we're doing here. We're trying to light those fires of liberty one heart at a time. You have to have that feeling in your heart.
All right, we're going to fire it up even more. Last segment coming up on this Independence Day special broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Michael Badnarik. What can you do to rekindle that flame of liberty? What can you do to keep it burning bright? We'll talk about it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Good to be King, a foundation for our constitutional freedoms and secrets to sovereignty. That's Michael Bednarik. And online, of course, the chapter has been available for free, Chapter 2, on the difference between rights and privileges. If you want to give a gift of liberty, even that chapter teaches more than most kids learn their entire 4 years of high school. I don't know what they're teaching in university level anymore, Michael, but I'm certainly glad you're out there letting loose on the principles of liberty.
Yeah, and the founding fathers, there are so many of them. But they understood what was important. And Thomas Paine has one of my favorite quotes. It says, "What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its good. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." So, he's basically saying it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and you really wouldn't care. The fact that you can lose your life, eventually, one of these days you're going to be dead, that's what makes life valuable to us. We've got to go out and skydive and sailing and learn to shoot. We've got to do as much as we can. We've got to grab for all the gusto while we can. You can, rest at that final dirt nap. But, if life is valuable because we know eventually we're going to lose it.
Well, and if it comes too easy, you get too weak. You get too wimpy, as we said, the wimpification of America or wussification, because for many generations now, we've been under the perception that freedom is just ours because we're Americans and that there's a declaration that was written, there's a constitution, and that's all you have to do. And then there are others that are duped into believing all they need to do is pull a lever and vote. Where I would argue that voting is actually a participation in your own demise. Because the founding fathers and the concepts of the sovereign human, if you want to call it that, were not those that necessarily served in government or those that supported those who did, but who lived freely and wanted to be left alone.
Well, it's to me, it's the same as being given a choice as to which poison they're going to use on you. You know, do you want strychnine or arsenic? Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to let you pick so you can't really bitch that you're going to die. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How about if I don't play this at all? You know, how about if we don't do poison at all and you go your way and I don't kill you?
Right. Who are you voting for that's actually discussing in an intelligent and historical perspective sense, how do we limit the role of government as it intrudes and harms the people who are in the country where that government reigns?
And unfortunately, people are looking for a savior. I think that all, well, not all, mm-hmm. but many of the people who were supporting Ron Paul during his two presidential campaigns, they were saying literally, oh my gosh, we got to get Ron Paul elected. As soon as we get Ron Paul elected, then all of our problems will be over.
No, as you see with Donald Trump, for whatever you'd say about Trump, him trying to break the machinery, he's definitely not a constitutionalist, but same concept. We just got Trump in there. It'll all be good. Look at what happened to him for whatever good he was intending to do.
It's very sad. When many people know that I had this heart attack in 2009, I got two shopping bags filled with Get Well cards, and I genuinely appreciate everybody's sentiment, the fact they were taking the time to lick a stamp and put it on an envelope. But Robert, 60 to 70% of those Get Well cards all had the same sentiment. It's like, Michael, you can't die. You have to restore liberty, as if it's my responsibility. It's like, come on, boy, get up out of the hospital bed and resume the fight for my liberty. And I got disgusted with the whole thing, and that's when I started saying, you know, when I die, liberty is no longer my problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, good luck with that.
Yeah, so if you're not teaching your kids what liberty really is, if you're looking down from heaven or wherever you perceive you go after you're done with your body, what have you left to your posterity? And that was an important part of the origination of this country.
Yeah, it's your life, it's your responsibility, and if you're not willing to fight for it, then you got nothing. Thomas Jefferson literally said, you only have the rights that you're willing to fight for. When I was a boy, my mom kind of taught us the same lesson. We were hesitant to brush our teeth, and mom says, okay, only floss the teeth you want to keep.
Well said. That's a modern-day founding mother or father. I love that wisdom. Listen, Michael, I can't believe we just finished another wonderful, extraordinary Independence Day spectacular with you, and I appreciate you so very much.
I love you, my friend. You're a great man, and I appreciate all the time and energy that you spend doing your program, keeping people healthy, getting them pointed in the right direction, and I am honored to call you my personal friend.
All right, folks, that's it. The power to live free is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.